your hands together for your host, the one, the only, Jim Caruso!
Hi! How are you? You people are about to hear the most talented people in the country tonight on this stage. Also other people.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Jim Caruso made his Broadway debut alongside Liza Minnelli in the smash hit Liza's at the Palace. The show was honored with a 2009 Tony Award for Special Event, and the recording was nominated for a Grammy Award. For his nightclub work, Jim Caruso has won 6 MAC Awards and 2 Backstage Magazine Bistro Awards for his sold-out shows all over the city of New York. Since 2003, he has hosted a weekly Monday night open mic at Birdland called Jim Caruso's Cast Party, which has brought him 3 Broadway World Awards, a New York Nightlife Award, MAC Award, and the Sidney Meier Award. He's taken celebrity versions of the party to Lincoln Center and Town Hall in New York, and celebrated local talent at venues in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, London, Chicago, Austin, Orlando, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, San Francisco, and on the high seas. The weekly Broadway at Birdland series he produces has also been honored with a Nightlife Award and has featured concerts by Liza Minnelli, Chita Rivera, Jason Robert Brown, Tom Wopat, and hundreds more stage and screen double and triple threats. Jim Caruso, welcome to the Roundtable.
So happy to be here. Thank you for asking.
So tell me first how you started doing what you do, when you knew you wanted to, when you became enthused about musical theater and performing, and how you followed that drive and began doing what you do.
I guess, like a lot of people my age, it was variety television in the 70s. I mean, I was obsessed with the Carol Burnett Show and Donnie and Marie, and just decided at an early age I wanted to, I knew I could sing and I could dance and I could do all of these things kind of minorly well, but what I really wanted to do was entertain and make people laugh and do a little bit of everything. And even though I've tried my whole life to, you know, be a singer, it seems like where my road headed was in the variety world. And it's funny how it all happens. I couldn't be happier.
When you realize that, how do you make it a real thing? Like, how do you get where you are exactly?
Well, I would love to say it was all a great plan, but as most people find in the show business, there's really no one way to do anything. It just happened. I was singing a lot and singing in nightclubs and doing a lot of theater, but not really able to make much of a living. So I got a job for a theatrical publicist. He gave me a project for a nightclub that had just opened here in New York. And I started doing press releases for this now defunct nightclub. And it was truly dull and truly boring. I was doing press releases for drink specials, if you can imagine. And one night, because of out of boredom, I threw a party. All my friends came, sang around the piano until 3 in the morning. And the next day the club called and said, "Would you do that every Monday?" And I said, "No, why would I do that? No." And cut to 12 years later, I'm still doing it every Monday. It's taken on a life of its own, and it's called Cast Party.
And how does Cast Party work? It's every Monday at Birdland now, not the defunct club, obviously.
No, we've been at Birdland for about 11 years, happily, which is, you know, arguably one of the greatest music rooms in the world. It just took off. I had no way of knowing that there would be a need or a want for this kind of a thing. Cast Party is really an open mic night for the Broadway and jazz and cabaret worlds. And it just happened. It kept getting bigger and bigger. We gave it a name. We got a logo. You know, you do all the things you do when all of a sudden it's like, oh, geez, this is actually happening.
This is a thing. We need a website.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All of a sudden there was a website and a business card and all of these crazy things. And it's changed my life.
And then there's also at Birdland, Broadway at Birdland. Tell us what that one is.
Well, there I was with a room filled with theater people on Monday nights starting at 9:30. And I said to the owner, I think we're missing a bet here, because there are certainly a lot of nightclubs here in town, but Birdland is known to have the best sound, the best lights, this extraordinary... Birdland is a real asset to New York, and I thought, it's crazy not to do concerts here with all of my friends in the Broadway scene who are looking for an incredible music room. So we started, I think our first one was Christine Ebersole, and we went on from there, and it's been going now for 11 years. We've done 542 Broadway at Birdland concerts as of last week.
And how are they set up? How do people get to do them? Who gets chosen to perform them, or and who music directs? How do they go up?
Well, everybody's self-produced. So I present it. I don't really produce it. I present whoever it is, whether it's Christine or Liza or Cheetah or up-and-coming songwriters, established Broadway songwriters, Jason Robert Brown and just some of the greatest people in the world. Also up-and-comers, which makes me very happy. They come to us with their show, and we open the doors. We sell tickets. We do press. We give them terrific lights and sound, and that's how it happens.
You've said a couple of times now, your friends, you get your friends together and you do the shows. How did you meet the people who you call your friends? And I'm asking you to name drop heavy, like go crazy and tell me who we're talking about here.
Listen, name dropping is on my resume under special talents, because I've always gravitated towards people that are successful in their field, whether they're entertainers or whether they're shoe designers or whatever it is. I find successful people unbelievably interesting. And so because I was in show business, I was certainly drawn to those kinds of people. And probably because of my interest and obsession, they found me funny or interesting or something. I guess the name dropping would start at the top with somebody I've worked with for over 20 years now, Liza Minnelli. I opened for her. I had a vocal group that opened for her. Then I worked with her as an assistant. And then she asked me to be in a 3-year tour that became the Tony winning Liza's at the Palace. We're putting a new show together as we speak, believe it or not. And so she would be at the top of my name-dropping list, certainly. But Cast Parties brought so many great people to our doorstep, from Bon Jovi, I know, Cheetah. Martin Short comes in and tries out new material for his Letterman appearances with Paul Schaefer. And Tony Bennett, Michael Feinstein, Natalie Cole. But it's not just the celebrities that make what we do so interesting. It's the other people, the hula hoopists. And the, we've had over 13,000 performances at Cast Party over the years. So it ain't all celebrities, believe me. People right off the bus that have come to New York to make it big on Broadway and then do. It's amazing to have watched over these years people, you know, actually becoming stars. Eric Bergen came in when he was 17 with his dad and is now, then just recently did the movie of Jersey Boys, starred in that, and is now starring on the CBS series Madam Secretary. So we've really watched him grow. So it's not just about the name dropping, although that's certainly fun, and a sport of mine. But I'm proud of the up-and-comers, too.
When Bon Jovi came in, I have other questions, too. But when he came in, what did he do?
He actually didn't perform. I'd love to tell you he performed. He was there for one of the early concerts. Victoria Shaw is a country and pop songwriter who wrote The River for Garth Brooks, among other billion-selling albums. She would like that billion. And he came in because they're friends. So he watched her concert and then stuck around. I mean, a lot of people just stick around afterwards because they see this scene happening. I remember Hugh Jackman being there saying, "What's this? Who's coming in? Who's this long line for?" Because he was there to see Stephanie Block. And I said, "Well, Hugh Jackman, the line is for me." And he said, "Well, who are you? Who the heck are you? Why are they coming?" And so I told him, and so he stuck around and watched.
And you say people right off the bus, anybody can perform. Do you have every week or just about every week more people want to perform than there's time for?
We have a lot of people. I mean, this last week, I think we got through 30 performances. So we usually get to everybody. I like to stop at 1 a.m. because after that, I'm just, after 3 hours of hosting and keeping the balloon in the air, I'm kind of exhausted. And so is the band. We have a wonderful three-piece band with Billy Stritch at the piano, who I couldn't do this without. And it's if every once in a while there are a few that don't get on, but we try to get to everybody.
And I loved on the website I saw how it works. There's like steps, show up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of them was like, remember, this is a party, so we can't have everybody come in and just torch ballad away the evening.
That's exactly right. And boy, people get mad. They get very edgy with me because everybody thinks I only do ballads. Well, that's not an act. Stop only doing ballads. Nobody wants to see that. Although I love a ballad as much as anybody else, and I love singing them. But a cast party is a party, and we try to keep it very upbeat. And I've seen over these years that people don't stay during a ballad. No matter how good it is, they start to look around and think, oh, it's getting late. Should we get our check? Let's get out of here. So we keep it very upbeat and no ballads. It's a no ballad zone.
Hey, you want to see something, like you said, hula hoops, somebody doing like a patter song is much, much more engaging. So you watch their lips get around those words.
Absolutely. And you know what? It keeps people thinking because, as I said, everybody has a ton of ballads they want to sing, but to find a great up-tempo tune that's entertaining. Again, there's that word again. Yeah. I want to keep people entertained.
And do you get to see shows all the time as well? Are you very up-to-date on what's playing now?
I'm pretty up-to-date. In the past, I'm doing air quotes, press, because I've been part of, I've either had radio shows or I've had podcasts or something. So I'm lucky enough to still be on some lists for opening nights and for previews. So I do get to see quite a bit, yeah.
And what's good right now? What's happening?
So glad you asked. If you're from out of town and you are only in New York for a couple nights, you got to go see American in Paris. You've got to see On the Town. But go see anything, you know, just get out there and buy tickets and support live theater and live entertainment. New York City has the best in the world.
And if you're in town on a Monday, of course, check out Birdland.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
Speaking of On the Town, you have an interesting, I think, quite a delightful Betty Comden story.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. We were into probably our third year of doing cast party at Birdland, and I was on stage and looked out and at the front door and saw this beautiful woman in all black and diamonds coming in all alone, and I thought, it looks a whole lot like Betty Comden, who I kind of knew through her partner, Adolph Green. And sure enough, it was Betty, and she sat in the front row and watched three quarters of cast party, just so elegant and laughing and applauding and really being a part of it all. I didn't announce her because I didn't know if she was, you know, if she wanted to be incognito or if she wanted to be adored by the public. And at one point she kind of motioned Billy Stritch over and said, would it be okay if I sang something? And, you know, he looked at me with his eyes, you know, glowing. And at that time, wow, Wonderful Town was running on Broadway, which she co-wrote with her wonderful partner, Adolph Green. So she got up on stage and sang 100 Easy Ways to Lose a Man with Billy at the piano, knew every word. It's a long patter song. She knew every word. The audience was freaking out. People were holding up their cell phones, recording and taking pictures, and it was like one of those iconic moments that I thought, boy, this is really a thing. Cast party's a thing. This could happen nowhere else. And I was so proud to be part of it at that point and to be able to say, ladies and gentlemen, Betty Comden, when am I, you know, who gets to say that, really? So that was a huge thrill.
And what are some of the things that you could, without betraying your friendship with Liza, tell us that's like surprising or cool about performing with her?
I think one of the things that people don't know about Liza is her unbelievable work ethic. When we were doing Liza's at the Palace, it was to be, I think, a two-week run, and it ended up being extended for 6 weeks or something like that. And every night, I would walk to the theater. I live on the Upper West Side, but I would walk to the theater because I wanted to take it all in, get to the theater about 2.5 hours early so I could walk around the Palace and just know that I was getting the vibe of the Palace. She would already be there, warming up, doing the same thing, walking around, loving those walls, just being so into the energy and enjoying the energy of that historic theater. I think that's an unusual thing to do for a star of her magnitude. Mm-hmm. Plus the fact that we would rehearse that show 8 hours a day. That we would sometimes have one break, and, you know, if you had to raise your hand and say, can I go to the restroom, you know, that was met with, like, really? In the middle of an 8-hour rehearsal, you're going to go to the bathroom? What are you, crazy? She is an unbelievable worker and loves the business of it all so much and loves the creation of a new show more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. And I think that would surprise people. She's not just a fancy star that comes in at the last minute and, you know, and is thrown in to a show. She loves every bit of the creation of a show.
To learn more about Jim Caruso, Broadway at Birdland, and Jim Caruso's cast party, visit jim-caruso.com and or birdlandjazz.com. Upcoming Broadway at Birdland performers include Laura Osnes, Natalie Douglas, comedian Kevin Meaney, Laura Bell Bundy, and Victoria Shaw. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.